Hey, welcome to our Tuesday edition of Thoughts for the Journey, some things that we can ponder along the way. I remember back in my teenage years, I always struggled with some complicated emotions, and I had some pretty wacky notions as well. Because I found value in the people who I hung around. If they were popular, I always wanted everybody to see me hanging around the cool kids. But if kids were unpopular, we didn't want to be seen with them and would talk to them as long as no one cool was looking. It was the same with my parents. No teenager in his right mind wanted to be seen with his parents. After all, they were old, right? We avoided being in public with the unpopular kids and with our parents because we thought that we were valued by who we hung around. You know, I'm thankful that God doesn't play those same silly games. After all, if God only hung around popular people, most of us would be sunk. The greatest part about grace is that Christ paid the price to make sure that we were able to be His people. That He is not ashamed of us. He is not afraid to be seen with us. He loves us with unselfish love. This week I've been reading through the book of Hebrews. And in chapter number 2, verse number 11, is one of my favorite verses of Scripture. The writer says, "For the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified all have one Father. That is why He is not ashamed to call them brethren." Let that sink in. That is why He is not ashamed to call them brethren. My friend, that verse should set us free. To think that in spite of all of our sins and all of our failures, that He is not ashamed of us? That even as believers, we've shamed Christ because of our disobedience and our sin, yet He is the one who sanctifies, who sets us apart, and is not ashamed to call us brethren. My friend, God is not ashamed of you. There is nothing that you can do to make him love you less, and you can't work hard enough to make Him love you more, because His love is perfect. Too often we find ourselves in the place of thinking that God doesn't love us anymore, or that He's turned His back on us. We feel ashamed, but that's a lie of the enemy. The enemy of our souls wants us to walk in shame and in guilt, when indeed Christ has given His life that we may have His righteousness and we might have forgiveness of sin. Our relationship with Him is based on His righteousness and on His sacrifice. He is not ashamed to call you His brethren. You are His very own. I challenge you today to live your life knowing that God adores you and is not ashamed of you. My friend, God bless you. You have a great day today.